Hello, this is my kitten, TK5351, and this is episode 2 of the Droid Hunt podcast, getting us ready for the December 2014 Steel City show. So, just want to go over this episode, mainly rules for the players, the people that are going to be hunted. And in the show notes, I put a quick outline of what I'm going over. I also put a link to my email, a link to a feedback poll, and a link to the Droid Hunt how-to video. I'll have the set schedule and some more announcements by the end of October. But I just want to get this podcast out there. Before I started, I did want to thank Steel City Con for letting us do the Droid Hunt. Garrison Corita, part of the 501st, for letting us do the Droid Hunt. Todd Allen, who did our Stormtrooper card last year for the December, and then Bobby ICIDIGTI13529 from Garrison Corita for doing the artwork and the concept work for the Droid Hunt badges for this year. He's also one of our academic advisors. So right now, for the plans right now, we don't really have a plan for Friday yet, but if I get feedback, if someone has some ideas for Friday, that would be great. So let me know what we could do. But the hunt's going to take place Saturday. So the tentative schedule right now is in the morning on Saturday, while people are waiting in line up into probably lunchtime, we'll hand out badges. We have 500 badges. That's it. Once the 500's gone. And then in the afternoon, we'll have an hour and a half long hunt. We shorten the hunt this time, make it easier not only on the guys doing hunting, but also on the players. It doesn't affect your time at the convention. And then in early evening sometime, we'll have a set drawing, and we'll have that posted up there so everyone knows the exact time we're doing the drawing. And we'll draw between 9 and 15 winners, post them up on the board with their winning ticket numbers, and then you can bring your ticket stubs there to claim your prize. And then we'll have a set time. All of this will be posted ahead of time online, on our websites, everything. So once you've been caught or they've taken your card, then you're in the winning. Now, the part that I think some people got confused about, if you're not caught, we will have a set time when the hunt ends up until the time we have the drawing, and we'll have a set window of time, and it's usually a fairly long period of time, where you can turn in your badge to get a raffle ticket. Now you have to surrender your badge, and then you'll get a raffle ticket to win a prize. Once the prizes are given out, when you win a prize, we'll give you back a badge if you want, and then anyone that participated in the hunt can bring their non-winning ticket stub back, and we'll swap it out for one of the Droid Hunt badges. So you go home with a badge. If you have smaller children that are in the hunt, and you really want to explain to them that the Stormtroopers might take their badge, because we don't want to upset any kids. And if you decide halfway through the hunt that your child is probably going to get a little too upset if some guy takes the badge, then you probably want to hide the badge in a shirt or something so we won't take it. We don't want to do this to upset anyone. But we have to take the badge to give you a raffle ticket, just to be fair, because we have a set number of badges and we have a set number of raffle tickets. Bobby, ICIDIGTI13529 will be available after the prize drawing if anyone wants his autograph on any of his artwork. He's always happy to do that. And he also runs our panels on Sunday, so you can see him in all of his costuming glory. He's also one of our academy advisors that helps people build costumes. So he's around pretty much the whole time. So, and once it's over, we'll post the winner's numbers, you bring your card, and you win your prizes. And then if you do swing by Sunday, and if people haven't claimed all their badges, we'll gladly give any extra badges we have out to anyone that wants to just take them home as a collectible. And hopefully this helps you with the rules and helps you understand what we want to do with Droid Hunt. We want to make it both fun for the Stormtroopers, and we want to make it fun for the people playing. Now, the other rule for the players is there's going to be Rebel Legion there. They like to call them our sister group, but we're not a big fan of the Rebels here. They have Jedi Mind Trick cards. So if one of those approach you, that will buy you a little more time in the hunt. So if one of our guys comes up to you and says, how long have you had these droids? You pull out your Jedi Mind Trick, you have to turn it into them. That sends them back to the base, and it buys you a little more time. So especially if you have younger ones, they get a real kick out of that. So we want to make this fun. And again, the big changes we have now is we're going to have the draw, the winners posted, and we're going to shorten the hunt time. I think we'll get a more interaction with our stormtroopers. So please check the show notes, email me, take the poll, watch the video. I'm going to post this up on Garrison Corita's Facebook page. So please comment anything you can do to help us make this a good hunt. The next episode, I'm going to put the rules for the hunters, the people, you know, the 501st members doing the hunt. It wouldn't be bad for even the players to listen to those. Then you know what they're doing. And if anyone has any ideas, we already have our sister, the Rebel Legion group, in with their Jedi mind tricks. I would love to somehow get our Mandalorian mercs in there. That's the wonderful group that does the not only wonderful Boba Fett costumes, but all the really cool Mandalorian costumes you see all over the place. So, again, please check the show notes. Sorry for the delay of this podcast. Just working on getting my equipment working and actually trying to find a quiet time so I can do this. Just remember, Garrison Corita is always here for any of the Star Wars fans at Steel City Con. We want to thank Steel City Con for letting us have the droid hunt. And please remember, long live the Empire.